KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06 with mostly clear skies and 17 degrees here in Atlantic, we look for skies to be sunny today with a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. A man formerly of Perry, who authorities say was the driver behind a car that went out of control in Guthrie County and crashed in 2009, is set to stand trial tomorrow, according to the Omaha World-Herald and online court records. 30-year-old Thomas Dugan has been charged with vehicular homicide, reckless driving, and drunken driving in connection with the August 23, 2009 death of Adam Anderson of Bagley. Anderson was 28 years old at the time, and as KJAN reported in August of 2009, officials said a 2003 Ford Mustang the men were in was traveling at a high rate of speed southbound on Wink Avenue in Guthrie County when the road changed from hard surface to gravel. The car began to fishtail out of control and entered a ditch before rolling end over end and coming to rest on its top in a soybean field. And even though they were wearing seatbelts, both men were ejected during the crash, which happened at around 6:30 a.m. Anderson died at the scene while Dugan suffered critical injuries. The newspaper said Dugan wasn't charged until February 2011 because it took authorities that long to determine who was driving. The answer came through the results of a DNA test. Dugan was arrested in March of last year. He was released later that month on a $25,000 bond. And according to Iowa courts online, the trial, which was supposed to have started January 24th, it was continued until 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday in Guthrie County District Court. Is expected to last about 4 days. News time is 7:08.
HealthMart pharmacies are independently owned pharmacies. We offer all the benefits of national chains with the highly personalized care you expect from a family-run business.
As a HealthMart pharmacy, we at Rex Pharmacy care for you like a member of our very own family. We always provide the highest quality products and services along with exceptional everyday value. We strive to deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise by dedicating ourselves to being there in your times of need. Rex HealthMart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources and provide the best products and services for your professional pharmacy care.
This is Josh at Rex HealthMart Pharmacy. It's true, bigger has more buying power. But many times bigger also means that you become smaller. That's why we're proud to bring you the benefits of HealthMart. You're still the most important part of our business, and with the quality of HealthMart, we can offer you the services and care you expect and competitive prices. Let us show you today. I'm Josh, and I want to be your HealthMart pharmacist.
HealthMart and Rex Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The Des Moines Register reports that sexual assault charges against two Greenfield teens accused of sexually abusing a wrestling teammate have been upgraded to felonious assault. The paper said in its Sunday edition that the Iowa Attorney General's office is now handling the case against 18-year-olds Michael Fike and Jacob Schleisman, who were originally charged in January with second-degree sexual abuse. Felonious assault is a Class C offense punishable by up to 25 years in prison. In January, Greenfield Police Chief Austin O'Brien said there were at least three victims of alleged hazing by students on the wrestling team of the Nottoway Valley High School in Greenfield. Fike and Schleisman, who were members of the high school wrestling team, were arrested. Their arrests followed an investigation that began January 4th after a parent of a Nottoway Valley wrestler reported her son was the possible victim of an assault at the high school's wrestling room in mid-December. Police then learned of two other potential victims, but their investigation was complicated by witnesses who initially refused to come forward and make a statement to investigators. O'Brien said the assaults were sexual in nature and were directly related to some type of punishment toward the victims. Nottoway Valley Superintendent Casey Burlaw told the Register on Saturday that two students at the school who had been expelled last month, but he declined to provide the names of those students. And last month, in January, WHO-TV had reported that Fike, who was a 2011 state qualifier in wrestling, was expelled from the Nottoway Valley High School. Panora police are investigating the beating of an eighth-grade boy in the Panorama Middle School cafeteria that left him with injuries requiring surgery. Des Moines television station KCCI had reported that the beating happened last Thursday, leaving Alex Kent with a titanium plate in his jaw and a broken leg that will require pins and screws to reset. The boy's mother, Yvonne Rep, questions whether there was adequate supervision of the students. She also said school officials did not call an ambulance, but instead gave her son an ice pack and some Tylenol. Boy's sister later drove him to a hospital. School Superintendent Kathy Elliott says that school staff responded quickly to the incident. Police Chief Matt Reising said he expects a decision on whether to file charges in the case sometime this week or next. A rural Redfield man is being treated for two gunshot wounds after an attempt to shoot a raccoon caught in a live trap backfired. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said 68-year-old Larry Godwin was using a .22 caliber handgun to shoot the caged raccoon at around 11 a.m. Saturday when the bullet ricocheted off the cage and struck him in the lower abdomen on the right side. Godwin dropped the gun, causing it to fire again and shooting him in about the same spot. He was taken to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines by private vehicle. The DNR said the injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. News time is 7:12.
HealthMart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at HealthMart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at HealthMart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drugstores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at HealthMart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At HealthMart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that HealthMart pharmacists hear every day. HealthMart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex HealthMart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of HealthMart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
In our funeral announcements, Merlin Umland, age 84 of Manning and formerly of Denison, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Merlin Umland will be held today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Barbara Peterson, age 78 of Atlantic, died Thursday. A memorial service for Barbara Peterson will be this morning at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Vincent Robert Stinn, age 96 of Otobolt and formerly of Erling, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Vincent Stinn will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janet Marie Hartman, age 60 of Menlo, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Janet Hartman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Marie Redinger, age 100 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Marie Redinger will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Linda Sue Crawford, age 64 of Avoca, died Wednesday. Graveside services for Linda Sue Crawford will be held tomorrow at 2:30 in Dallas, Texas. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Velma Helen Bates, age 90 of Rural Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Velma Bates will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Florence Karsten, age 91 of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Florence Karsten will be on Thursday at 2 p.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Vernon TV Bob Robert Hansen, age 84 of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Vernon Hansen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jean F. Smith, age 86 of Adel, died Thursday. Services for Gene Smith will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Adel United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Eldred E.J. Conrad, age 92 of Harlan, died February 20th. Graveside services and a burial for E.J. Conrad will be held on April 20th at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Lynn Dale Jonk, age 61 of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Lynn Jonk are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And Evelyn Klein, age 69 of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Services for Evelyn Klein are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.